First off, if you're talking about tax cuts and the deficit, if 90% of all the taxes are paid by the top 10%, and you've got your taxes 40%, that's going to mean less revenue coming in. And if we're at the $21 trillion debt that we have, if we take another 25 or 30% out of the income coming in, what effect is the debt going to have?
Yeah.
And how's that going to affect our economy?
Yeah.
Second part, you're right when you say...
I could spend an hour talking on that one, but go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, second part of that is the gross national product growing at the 0.5% rate. And if you don't realize that, that's really a 25% gain. And if you're talking about going to 4%, you're talking about 100% gain in that area over the 1 year or 2 years. How is that going to have an effect on the wages that we're now been stagnant for the past 16 years?
Yeah, well, stagnant at about 2% growth. Average hourly earnings growing about 2%. Now it's a little bit faster. And you're right. That's an easy one. You know, faster wage growth in a tighter and tighter labor market. Wage growth will accelerate. On the national debt. Well, I don't think the numbers would be quite as you say. You said something like a 40% tax cut, and I think the portion of those tax cuts going to when it's all said and done, going to the top, whatever percent you want, 1%, 2%, 10%. I think that portion will be considerably smaller. In other words, it'll be more spread out than you're suggesting. That would be my assumptions. When you look at the major tax cuts that occurred, there was the Kennedy round of tax cuts and then the Reagan round of tax cuts. Government revenues ultimately didn't go down. They increased. So you had tax cuts, but increasing revenues. So people don't want to hear it, but the real problem, and the other part of your question, you know, that $20 trillion of national debt, you know, the real problem is on the spending problem. You know, we're an economy, as I said, you could argue, are we at full employment? But we're pretty close, you got to be close to full employment with 4.4% unemployment rate. And yet we still run a half-trillion dollar deficit. You know, when you're at full employment, you should be running surpluses, not deficits. So what does that say? That says your problem is you're not collecting. You could say you're not collecting enough revenues, or your spending is outsized for the economy. So the deficit scissors has two edges: the revenues and the spending. And so you got to look at both. And then the final point I'll make is that you know, 20 trillion, 21 trillion, 22 trillion. At some point, there's going to be a day of reckoning. It is a matter of arithmetic. It does not even rise to a forecast. It is a matter of arithmetic that we cannot pay for all the promises that we've made. When I say promises, Social Security, Medicare, and other things. Then, you know, and looking, combine that with the demographics, the promises with what you know the demographics to be, it cannot work. The numbers do not work. And again, that's not a forecast. That is very simple arithmetic. And at some point, there's going to be a day of reckoning. That what I would say is that the day of reckoning is not going to be, it's not going to be the rest of 2017, and I'm pretty sure it's not going to be 2018. So that's not kind of my forecasting time frame. But it's out there, and it's probably going to get, when it happens, you know, it'll be another crisis, panic, and that's how Congress, the only way Congress seems to be able to do anything.